Most women don't have any hagasha of the official hagashas that are found in the Pesachei Tshuva in Pekuv Pegimel Sukkot and Aleph. And this question, where do you go? Does it make, leads a chum or leads kula? So in the Sefer Ta Chazi, he wants to go to chumra. And now that women don't feel anything, there's no reyes of the fact that she didn't feel anything. So it's more chumra. And I thought, punkt faker, that's a reason to be more makel. That since I do believe that there is argosha, not there's no argosha. That's impossible. That there's no need of the reisa. Even though the Shav Yaakov suggested it, and even though the Kloisenberg Rebbe mentioned the possibility, I found it difficult to believe. So I thought that the best part of the paradise Rimon we spoke about yesterday, that whatever is considered derech yosa, that's argosha the reisa, and therefore there's more room to be makel whenever she doesn't see what's called a Shef Adam. We'll have to discuss as we go. Okay, but once you saw the Shef Adam and it continues, so whatever comes after that Shef Adam might be still Daraisa, because obviously, you know, the Hargosh is not identical forever. What about those poskim who say Psichos Piyamok? Right. So once it's open, it's open. So it means it has to keep reopening every second to be called a Hargosh. The Chasam Sofer is a Beferish Fakert. Once it's open, it's open. So it continues to be a Daraisa. That would presumably apply according to my understanding as well. Fine. It's interesting to note that we speak about a Kinuach. There's no Hargosha's aid. And it's a Tumah de Rabbanan. And it's not a Tumah de Daraisa. Even to, if you ask me, Pizman has even an aid, there's no Chash Daraisa for the reason I just mentioned a minute ago. It's very, very important to understand. And as the Chasam Sofer says, that the only time is the problem if you put the Eid B'dikah in very deep, Ad Mokom Shashamish Dosh, which is the Mokom Pehamokar. Again, those who hold that the Hargosh is Psichos Pehamokar, and the Hargosh's Eid can somehow be confused with that, it's hard to understand. I mean, if they put the Eid B'dikah very deep in, it's hard to understand that, but that's what. Okay, if deep it's close. Then it'd be mamish, they're close. Like the Rambam says that the Mokom Shashamish Dosh is close to the Psichos Piyamokos. So it's close enough. Meraglayim, you know, that's a problem. It's pretty far away. But maybe people get mixed up. I don't know. Perhaps people get mixed up. The Pashup Shad is that if it's just a sort of an outside wipe that the women typically do when they go to the bathroom, there's no suffix the right, so in that case, Kamat Lechol. It's interesting. They quote that the Rav Tzion Abba Shaul, one of the great Gedolim, who was the Rebbe of this author, Tochazi, wanted to bring a raya. In his words, Kincha Bechozik Tzas Ma'at Lefnim Baprozdar has the status of a Bedika. What's his raya? From a Psula. Remember the first day she had the opening day, he went to Psula. And we already heard from the doctor on Sunday that Psula can't get that far in. It's all closed. So one can reject that raya as he does, I think correctly. A basula is checking the shame bedika. And when once you check the shame bedika, there were no kulas of ksala. You don't need a chashash daraisa. We assume. I know there's a obvious where do I find this? Where's this davar shebe minyan that I found? I don't know. I haven't found it yet. But the concept of bedika certainly exists. Aid bedika, we know the principle of an aid exists, and an aid which is you, once you're doing something, the shem bedika can have a status of what we call an aid, and an aid has a halachic status. And we'll say that whenever there's a halachic status of an aid, which is the shem bedika, even though she's a basula, and she cannot go that far in, all the status of an aid bedika applies. As opposed to a woman goes to the bathroom and she wipes herself, then, you know, that's called a kinuach. Even if she's going to the same distance, she's going to the same place of Mokom Psulim, it wouldn't matter. And that's why it seems to me there's room to be makel when she goes to the bathroom and washes with a tissue to have all the kulos of ksamim. Yes, sir.
You said Hakufa was going to be makel for a kala. That's the other way.
Oh, so the different story. But a kala, so the poskim say that she does a bedika and it's not a perfect bedika. So on that basis, some poskim want to say, we mentioned the opening day, that since you cannot do a great bedika anyway, the bedika that requires, you know, the normal bedika that a woman does, chorim mistaken, and even if not makom shel shamash dash, you can only get into if it's an open area. You can go around and around with nothing in the way, then you can do all the chorim mistaken. But if there's, we saw the ring, even though there's a hole in the ring, the dam comes out, you have no, there's no maneuverability. You can't get so far into chorim mistaken. That's the right that many posts can bring that have that the chorim mistaken was not ma'akiv. I don't want to go into that, but some say it is me'akev. It says even though when you have to do whatever you can do, ain't done an efsha mishi efsha. This is an old story. Good. So let's leave it the way it is now. Halacha lemaisa. We don't think it's a daraisa if she wipes herself after she goes to the bathroom. Let's go back to the Gemara itself, Rabosai, on daf nun ches amud beis. Nun ches amud beis. It's a Mishnah actually. Now they have the Ma'amar Makomos in front of me. I'm able to proceed appropriately. Thank you. Nun ches amud beis. The Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? A story. Maisa bishachal shabosaf Rabbi Akiva. Amalo reisi kesem. Amalo shemem makoyis alvach. Amalo hein v'choisa. Amalo shemem yichol digalea. Lo tidam. Amalo hein. V'tir Rabbi Akiva. Ro tamidim mistaklin zebaze. Amalehem, ma davar kosher b'neichem? Shlomo chachamim ha-davar l'hachmir el-alach, l'shenemar? Now, look very carefully, it's the first wide line in the Nuches HaMedmei, shenemar, v'isha kisi ezova, dam yi ezova b'psara, dam v'lo kesem. Adkan. Dam v'lo kesem. This is what Rabbi Akiva says. And, fine. Of course, you look in Shulchan Aruch, let's open the Shulchan Aruch right away, it gets right to business. Sima Kuf Tzadi is our present limud. Kuf Tzadi. Kuf Tzadi Sif Aleph. It's a very long Sif and a 54 Sif. We're not going to see everything. Dvar Torah and Aish Tzimitama Velo Asura Lebala Ache Tagi Sheyetz Adam Ibsara Vechachomim Gozum Al Kol Kesem, etc. Wait a second. Here the impression is conveyed that the reason why kesem is only mechacham and not medarais is because of why? Of achatagash ribsara. But here in the Mishnah Nun Chesem and Veiz, you got an impression that the reason why kesem is not darais is why? Because dam below kesem. So you're stuck. What do you do with this? So one possibility is to say, I think I showed this once before, but it's worth seeing again. That we have it wrong. When it says b'psara shetagash b'psara, don't take it to mean it's an independent gzeras hakasuv of hagasha. No, not true. Okay. Oh, it's big. Watch this. Aval im lohir gisha shiotzim b'psara kagonzeh shenimtza adam b'karka. That's the Gemara. Torahi. Stop. I would say stop right there. No argosha. No, somebody says. The Amar, it should be a unitary last time. The Amar, Lobotka Yofe, Uvakaka have a Haidam Eikora. Impression conveyed by the Tosis read is there's no such thing independently of Hargosha. Hargosha is just a way to know whether the Dam is from her or not. If that's the case, we understand very well why Rabbi Akiva had to have a Xeris Akosiv of Dam below Kesem to teach you that if you're not sure it's okay, because that's the only reason really why some of our Midirabonon. That would be a possibility. That'd be a possibility. Mm-hmm. Now it's not clear if you don't have any Hargosha, is that you know for sure the Dam is not from her? Or you're just not sure, one way or the other, and it's Mutter Mishum Cheskas Taharas. I think it's clear in the toaster with the second one. What did he say? The Amar lo botka yofa v'karka havi haidam meikor. Doesn't say for sure, because she didn't have any hargosha. You don't know. You're not sure. It ends up being dam velo kesem. This is one possibility. So therefore, the reading of the whole Rasha Ashatagash Bibsara as an independent Rasha may not even exist. If you look at the Sidrei Tara, we'll try to do a little bit better in finding them. As yesterday, we had a lot of trouble finding things. I did a little advanced preparation to find things. It's just long sitting in towers. Yes, sir.
Can I explain again why you need two drushes going to this trip?
No, don't. You don't. So we're saying Bipsara. Bipsara is not really a drasha. Even though it's Shmuel said Bipsara, it doesn't mean much. All it means is that Bipsara means that it's an indication that it comes from her. It's not a separate quote, Xeris Akosov.
That's the Gemara's clear. It's a drasha. I mean, it's treated so with other drushes from that word.
Yeah.
So even if you say it, I mean, the way that the Torah explains it, you need a, there's a chiddush. It has to be bothered from her. Okay. I mean, you don't say somebody drasha from Chomer. It has to be bothered from her. But so, well, then why do you need Dan Lokesa?
Good question. So I wanted to suggest that Bibsara is Lav Dafka, and the Sivrei Tzad does say that. He says that even though the Gemara at the beginning makes Shrichas, the Gemara at the end backs out.
Well, that's, you don't need it at all. But that's a different point.
Different point. You're right. So I don't know. Not sure. Let me share what I want to show you in Sivrei Tzad, if we can all find it. Two drushes. He discusses two drushes beferish. It's Simon, again, it's Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sif Nun Dalet, Sif Kotin Tzadi Gimel, Dibra Maschel, V'lochein Nire. How should I tell you where it is? This thing is forever. V'lochein Nire, I would say, is the second half of Tzadi Gimel. Tzadi Gimel, in my print, ends on Tuf Kuf Aleph. I'm on Tuf Tzadi Hey, which is a mere 6 pages before the end. Where did it start? In my pages, it started on Tuf Pei Zayin. So I'm 8 pages in, and what did I just say? 6, so it's not that much more than halfway through. Hope you have to find it in your... Tzadikim. The paragraph starts with Lachain Niril. I hope you'll be able to find it. If you have a regular Sidrei Tzad, look a little bit more than halfway through, Tzadikim. And if you have a Bar Ilan, you can certainly get it. For Lachain Niril, Anir's Daiti. The Sfirei L'Rambam Zal, the Tarte Be'inan. Min HaTorah, you need 2 drushes. Chodo shtei yoda, actually 2 dinim to make it a surah. Chodo shtei yodas devada migufa asya, number 1. V'gam shetagash v'psara, you need both. And therefore, if you're missing either, it's not midoraisa. If you know it's from you, no agosh, that's a v'psara, shetagash v'psara. And if you felt something, you're not sure it's from what it is, then it's dava lo kesem. Oh, gavaldik, you need 2 drushes. Al baroa kesem, afa gavdika lemeva de argasha, uchagon shemotso le kesem yaracha tashmish dika lemitli argasha visava tagasha shamashu, o shemotso kesem yachasha satsrochel, dika lemeva argasha visvars, sova hagosh meraglaimu, afilohi tahora menatora, kaiva de eka lemitli vi alma asya, ve ain vada de magufa asya, period. The Rambam says, Reish Perek Tes. Shlo b'agosha ele heicha devade lo b'agosha hasya kon heicha delek alimitli shetor b'agosha u'masha kozlu v'motzo dam lefnim nami yosir l'kesem dikul imeim adem yal ma'asya sheinu adem divrei sofer af agav dikul imitli shetor b'agosha migzeres ha'kosuv u'svir le'la rambam l'trei miyute ika d'min b'sor ro'm et darshin alimutei shlo b'agosha u'min dam v'matina v'lo kesem kepashnim asiz nad nun chesem et beiz Meridik Atkan Sidrei Tzad. Okay, this is a very nice way to deal with things. There are 2 drushes, each one telling you something different. Okay. If you look at the Chavos Das, Kuv Tzad Yivov Sivkotin Gimel, we may have been here a while ago. Chavos Das, Kuv Tzad Yivov Sivkotin Gimel. He's also bothered by this in a certain sense. Over here, you'll find it. It's in Sif Dalet. The paragraph beginning, Uva Hachi. If you have my print, it's broken up the paragraphs of Cotton Gimel. This will be paragraph 3. Uva Hachi, Nichol, and my Dekamah, but needed after the Chesam and Beis and Mas Nisan. Rabbi Meisa, the Rabbi Ish Achas Shabbos, the Rabbi Akiva. Ramelo Reisi Kesa. Om Rabbi Akiva, the Tamid of Dama, Marachmana, Velo Kesa. The Kosha, Amailo, Amalu, Mikro, the Bibsara, Shtagash, Bibsara, as Shmuos, and Zayman Beis. The Field with Dam Gama Torah, Velo Agosha, Lamele, Kro, Dama, Marachmana, yeah. This is the Kasha. So you think more backed out from Bibsara, as Sibritar said, or either both. As the Sidri Tara also said, we just saw before, or as he says, Elavada de Krah de Dama Rachmana Itzrich Leilinian should take Yechola Litlos Afila Besfiras Shivanakim, Bomahani Masharos Hashaloba Gosha, Vitzrich Lei Loma de Dama Rachmana Velokesem, Lochosh Rachmana Lekesem Klaal. Very important, Nakuda. This is how the Chavaz Das says it. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Good. Gebaldik. How far does this Gzeres HaKosev go? You know, how far do you go with it? So it's a little bit tricky, because we just saw in the Sidrei Tara, I just read to you, what did he say? He said before that, you know, two different in it. If you go back a little bit, should I say it if I can find the right spot? I'm going back from Tov Tzadi Hey to Tov Tzadi. Went back 5 pages, and it says V'terem Achal V'dinek Samim. Everyone see it? This is Tov Tzadi. This is a mere 3 pages in. So this is the first quarter, I would say, approximately, and the quarter into this long Sidrei Tara. I'll read it to you together. Let's read together. V'terem achala b'dinei k'sama muska b'sim ezeh matosi chova levar ha'dekayim lan d'k'sama d'rabonim and ha'tora en shim tumu d'k'sama u'divri ha'kol Torah u'li l'baila afle man d'yom ha'm mokam ha'kom ha'tome meza tamu shnei ponim echod kemen shlo regisha as b'sho b'agosha asya ma'itayim ha'in ha'isha t'vei l'baila adem b'tziyas k'sama da'filu bo m'gufa m'kom ha'kom kemen shlo b'agosha asu t'horim Tikzeres akasavush ena ishet tevel b'ro b'ragosha. Avashlo b'ragosha. Afilu ro adam shofas migufa. Afilu hachi tahorim and atorim. Ela shachachamim gozu b'ksamim shetitma lebala. Shem tikzeres dilma agosha v'lavadata. Kepirish rashi pregaro kesen l'mches. Etc. Or toisvus. Afilu vadelo agosha tmeya horoda minis. That's mid rabbona. Now here he's saying a suggestion, which is what the Torah Sashlam in the first one in Hilchos Nida said. She can see the blood mamish coming out. Mamish, she sees it. You know, coming from her. But she has no sensation. She feels no zivas davalach. She doesn't feel it, which only doesn't count on the outside. And no psichas per mocha, no ziyazua, nothing. So what is he saying? It's Torah. Torah menat Torah. Maybe even Torah medrabonim. We'll see. Vodesh lomar, tamachet de mishamachi ksama drabonim, that Torah lo timme elehecha de vade migufa asya. Avoksamim liikar the name of Alma Asya lewasra Torah. Afal gav the Alma Kaimel on the Sveka Daraisa lechumra. Mikomegom kan gzeres akosavu the Sveka Sharia. Catch this now. Dumya the Sharia haTorah mamzim misafik. A long time the summer spent with. Is that really a unique thing, or it's just another way that Rambam has to say that Sveka Daraisa is the only is the kulum of the rice? Okay, but let's assume the way others assume. Uchai gav narmina v'kiddush neflamites. You see, we're not learning Kedushin this year, but 2 references in a row. Gabi Orla b'chutz l'aretz, the also me halachu mosh misina, kach never the vaday also sveka mutter. Before she went on to testament aleph. Hochi nami kan afilo l'orva b'shuk shol tabach, afilo hochi armin and dilma avra b'lava d'aito. Afilo yoshva gabi dover ha-bodek l'atalin the emel l'obatka yofa, k'mo shavar ola haba, what's the pasuk? Da'am v'lo keser. Now this is the beginning, v'teren, right? Top page, Tov Tzadi in my print. Tov Tzadi, hey, he finally gets to tell you. Presume it's based upon Dam Velo Kesem. It's like Mamza Vala, Mamza Sovek. Pshia. So suggests Sidrei Tara. Okay, that's quite a remarkable idea. Quite remarkable. Okay, good. However, gentlemen, there seems to be another Girsa in the Mishnah on Af Nun Chesem Beis. I haven't seen it in any of the Mishnayos as such. You have maybe different Mishnayos, different Girsos. We have no other Girsa, to my knowledge, even in our fancy Gemaras of the Oz V'Hodor. I don't see any change in Girsa. However,
in the Malach Shlomo,
yeah,
it brings the Rav Yehosef, who takes out the word da.
Really? And now we're getting close.
He said, Bivisara Velo Kesem.
Oh, there you go. See? See? We have people who look at Mishnayos, you find things. But I don't know who Rabbeinu Yehosef is, but did you ever hear the Rashba? Everyone heard of the Rashba, right? Let's take a look and see what the Rashba say about this. Where is the Rashba? Torah Sabayis Bayez Zion take a look. Can't be this.
Dalet Shadal.
I'm sorry, my mistake. Oh, Dvar Torah Ein O Isha Mitame Mishem Nida Achetagish Bibsora Bishasitiyas Dam Shenema Dam Ye Zova Bibsora Achetagish Bibsora. So far, so good. Utnan Perkaroa Veisha Kisiye Zova Dam Ye Zova Bibsora Velokesim. Wow. What does it say by us? Isha kisiye zava dam yia zava bibsara dam velo kesem. But Rabbeinu Yosef, whoever he is, has the same gifts that the Rashba has.
Well, he has even less than the Rashba. He just has bibsara velo kesem.
Okay.
Doesn't he have the rest of the
puzzle? All right, but that's not a material distinction. Apparently, the Smag has that, the Ravan has that, the Aruch HaNer says so. Wow. This being the case, so maybe it's really one drasha. It's just absurd. Never heard of Dam Velo Kesem. The drasha of Shmuel is in effect the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. The same drasha. Bibsara Velo Kesem. There he phrases it, Bibsara Achatagash Bibsara. Maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva meant. Bibsara. Didn't say Dam Velo Kesem. Bibsara Velo Kesem. She didn't feel anything. So it's the Rabbanus. We're making the Rabbanus. Perhaps. But now, Rabbosai, we have this Marach or Zeruah that people quote. Let's go to the Marach or Zeruah. The Shut. Go. Look carefully now. Anybody? Where are we looking? I'm looking for the parentheses, you know. Oh well, we goofed. I was looking for Daf Nun Ches in the parentheses and I didn't find it. So I must have passed it right by. This lashon I've written down. What does it mean? Shemotza da bipsara. Look if you can find these words, let me know. Afilu im eino margeshes bitziyoso. Go da manitz the prozor. Anybody? Shechayov no bias mikdash. I'm not finding any of these words. No. Somewhere here, but just I can't find things when I go too fast.
You can do a search.
Okay, so do it. Do it on your computer. Oh, Bach is a real computer base. Supposed to be here. Let me read it to what I have in my notes here. Should I copy from someone? Afal pish lo yigisha bo bitziyosu men hamokor. What does that mean? That all hargosha means is knowledge. Kol she matza dam bipsara. If you see the dam in a part of your body, even though you didn't see it come out, you see it in the prozdor. Now, how do you see that far in? Unless the prozdor extends all the way out, which we spoke about, you know, with the doctor spoke about, right? But then I saw a quote from the Nemuke Yosef. Let's see if we can find this. Help. Can't find anything anymore. Passed it?
Unless it's on the riff.
Yeah, it's on the riff.
Ah, but first you have a riff.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's going to work. It may not work. Yeah. No.
What are you looking for?
The Nuke Yosef of Masechta Megillah. I'm going to find that. I'm afraid we're striking out again. Well, let me read you what I have written down. That's what he says in Megillah Daf Chof. I'll quote it. The Menatora Eina Tmea Shetagash Ripsara. Oh, listen carefully. Shekincha Umotza. Dichsiv Dam Yezova Bipsara. Bipsara v'lo bibigodeho. Wow. V'lo bibigodeho. Where's that found anywhere in Shas? I don't think he meant that it was a girsa. That's how he interpreted Bipsara v'lo bibigodeho. And they quoted from a sefer, I never heard this before, Rabbeinu Azriel Rosh HaBarzel. You know what that is?
Never.
Google it. Rabbeinu Azriel Rosh HaBarzel. I'm not sure what that is. I don't know. Now there is a Tshuva Sarama.
Azriel Horowitz?
Called Rabbeinu Azriel Rosh HaBarzel.
Azriel Halevi Ish Horowitz.
No.
Rabbi Shalom Blin.
No.
Know the Kanuya of Rosh HaBarzel.
Oh, yeah, he found it. There you go.
When did he live? 1818.
Oh, that's pretty late. I thought it was some Rishon. Is your Rabbeinu means a Rishon? I don't know. There is a Tshuva Sarama, part of which is quoted over here. Take a look in the last Taz in Siman Kuf Tzadi. Let's look there. We'll see part of it. Tshuva Sarama. Kos Avarama. The Tshuva Siman Tzadi Zayin. Everyone see it? Everyone has a Taz? I hope you. This everyone has. I'd like to see things inside. Mem Aleph. The last Taz in Siman Kuf Tzadi. After a few 20 lines in, he calls the Tshuva Sarama. Kotzer Rabba Tshuva Siman Tzadi Zayin Shenishal Al Kesem Hashematza Bechaluka Foyabo Yosef Bekegris Viyod Ach Shahoya Leisha Melkom Litlisbo. Okay, he goes to a long discussion. I'm not going to go over to the program right now, but this is important to know. He says, goes to a whole Sugus HaGemara. But he doesn't quote the whole thing. I'm going to have to go to Tshuva Sarama inside. Let's try Tshuva Sarama. Tshuva Sarama. Part of it is quoted here, but not all of it. Rama. Again, part of it is in the Taz, but not all of it. He has quotes to Gemara, Kotza Bekiva, Dam Velo Kesem, Kamasa Poskim. If you know it came from her, we have to be Machmir. Oh, what's the raya? Omer Shmuel, Botka Kak Olam V'Yosholev Matzah Damolev Torah Shenem B'Pesara Torah B'Pesara. Ask questions. Oh, Hasim Kali with the Shmuel, this really ain't a matama shatagash dafka, lo binyan acher, lakach peruch shapechi dami. Viteda, here's the line. Tolefia maskana dilchsa pshita de tmea, im botka atzma motzal of kesa moshuch, with the kapaskin and also milchsa. Fafilhochi parach idlo agasha moshuch amaitame. And the liba de Shmuel parachochi, the sphere hagasha dafka, for lo kaima hamaskana hochi. Boom. The Ramah. The Ramah speaking. And the Ramah says that the maskana changes. That you don't need the kind of a hagosha which Shmuel originally demanded. Could come out according to all this that Bedikas 8 is a Doraisa, even if she was not Margish, because it's Nimsa Bipsara. Exactly as the Ramah there seems to be saying. That's the whole case that the Ramah is talking about. The task force part of it. Now, the Rambam.
The Ramah says there's no need for
Agosha
at all.
The Ramah seems to say there's no need for Agosha in the case. We know for sure it's coming. She did a Bedika. Right? That's the case we're talking. Yes, sir.
And doesn't everybody just want to say that
they
didn't
meet
her above? That wasn't what Shmuel was talking about.
But it says that Shmuel. Something changed, right? Well, what changed?
I thought Shmuel was entirely Gabri. There's no Agosha.
That's all it means. Aha. It means with the Rabbon, not with the Rice. Could be. Could be. I don't want to say for sure. Could be. Some of the Mefarshim suggest that perhaps it would be a Doraisa of the Maskana, but you're right. You're right. Now, the Rambam, who seems to go with the regular Hargosha Shita, so they quote from this Rabbi Azriel that he holds that a Bedika is like Bigda, Bigodeha. Because she didn't see it coming out, Mama. She only just saw it on the cloth. That's a chiddush to me. But anyway, this is a discussion of what the maskana is. But let's take a look in Tosfos here. Nun Ches Amud Aleph. We were here once before again. Time to see it one more time. Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Mo de Shmuel, she tmeh med rabbonim. We discussed it a little bit last week. A little bit more. Pir shekuntres to talina dilma argusha velava daita. Ravashi Nami Mode Dilishmuel Hecha Delo Hirgisha Tahora Menatora Utme Midrabonan. El Osi the Farushi the Chinimsa Akaka the Torah Fila Midrabonan. So therefore, according to Tosfos, as we mentioned already once last week, the Maskana is the same. Maskana is the same. Oh. Question, what does Rashi say about all this? So let's chazer again. We saw the Sidra Tah thing once before, but it's worth seeing a second time. I'm not sure we looked at inside last time, but let's take a look again. This is the Sidra Tara in the same general area we were before, which is Simon Kuf Tzadi Sif Nun Dalet Sif Kotten Tzadi Gimel, and there's a whole bunch of important Sidra Taras. The last one here. Okay, so we did Viterem. Viterem was on page Tov Tzadi. Okay, and after that there's a paragraph which begins Ve'en Lahakshos a page later on Tov Tzadi Aleph. Let's look together. If you have it, please look inside. Ve'en Lahakshos the Dvareinu. What's Dvareinu? He says the Gemara backed out the Maskana. You don't really need a Hargosha. That's his famous sheet that he holds. Rashi holds away. Maybe he suggests even. Implying that you really need Agosha. And the agosha mevuro shada migufa uchad the sphere le ravashi gemoshka safti. That's the paragraph before. Lachay nire. That's two paragraphs earlier. What did I say? Two paragraphs earlier. Let's read that first. Keep your hand in here, and just go back two packs earlier. Lachay nire. Laniyas daiti. The Rashi sphere le or the Mafsayim Shmuel shenemah b'sarz like b'shara aliba the ravashi yochi kama. That's all. It's exactly the Chavad Digal Shnuya and the Shani Osam Devadi Migufa Asya, Shemachi Afil Ragosh and Tamei Kushet Amaram Lublin. Shlomo, no. Devadi Lemai the Starva Shas May Kara the Shmuel Sabah Bidot the Karakolam the Torah the Gamri Afim the Rabbanan Amar. Imkan Kashna become a Mishnah Ispeg was Simon Nida. Kumashikos what toys is Haroa. Bakoch of Sarah Loma Katiris at toys is Pishemari. The Mehos and Lekal Mifrach the Hainu Yilchanam and Pishesh is Man Maruba. Vem Argashav Lava Dait, etc. Fine. Okay, not a suffix. Let me understand. I name of the time of the Shmuel, the Sfil, the Mishum, the Sfil, the Torah, the Hagosha. Kadesh, the Tedah, the Mevada, the Shemigufa. In Ken Kosha, we call the next Samim. Lolem, we call Samim. Maybe they make come stuff with the Alma. You must say it's Exeras Akosov. I feel the Vada Rosa. That's what the Gemara thought at the very beginning. Now going back to where we came before, left off in the next paragraph in the middle. Yeah. So how did Rashi know? Rav Yehuda doesn't like Rav Ashi himself that Shmuel backed out in effect. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Only me Alma also. Yeah. Yeah. Shlomo. Halfway on the paragraph. The mashma of the Rashi zal to the Mishani Rav Yirmiyah mo the Shmuel the Tzmei Midrash Rabbanon lo bol the Shluye elohad the Makshak. Makshe katoni miras al b'sara, the last two kashas we call it. V'ha'om eshani the mode to tzmei midrabbanan. About the makshe liel, the three first kashas, 1, 2, 3. Nisha tiritz liel, the beholo shayach tzmei midrabbanan. The menimtzal shalav v'shloch erzim chayavim korban. Ken muchach the midaraisu. Something with tzrochea. Mishum nidah mitame naf yudalit. Midar mash midaraisu kamar. So therefore, Rav Yirmiyah holds that the tirus of shatz to the el marib agosha mucha the sfil the Rav Yirmiyah could borrow the man of the meikara the shvul. Vegame the mishani Rav Yirmiyah ha the alpsar the tamei the rabbanon mucha the sfil the alima the shvul the agosha taya milsek there's a kusum. Dilo tema hachi el the after Rav Yirmiyah mitame the shvul b'dvar agosha enel the vada megufa asya amal eich the megufa asya vada yafilu lo agosh tamei the Torah imkay behod alpsar the mina nocha vada megufa asya. Whoa, what's a nuance? Master of Yirmiyah Nami Sfirle the Shmuel the Boy Agosh the Afrikus Eretz HaKosov. We understand very well. This is the Sibbe Tara saying. Rav Yirmiyah still is holding from the old time religion that Shmuel holds you need Agosh Midaraisa, in other words Midarabonon. But Rav Ashi says no Rav Ashi Omar. I didn't say Omar Rav Ashi. Well, that's not right because it's second man the Omar. But after Rav Ashi changes everything, Kota Toi says no, Toi says Beferish not that way. Tos a beferish, Rav Ashi agrees with Shmuel, now Gosha Midaraisa. Tos is a beferish. Beferish. Now, if you look on the side, now here's where the Talmidim have to worry about this. Look on the side, the Agos Rav Runchberg. What Tos said, what? Rav Ashi, now we modu l'shmuel, hechad lo ahir, gish ha-torah man ha-torah, zok the helig of Rav Runchberg, ayin shut ramah, say, zayin b'esh dvorov, d'lo mashma hachi. He seems to be holding that maybe it would be a Doraisa. You said the Rav means the Rabbanon. So, I can't say you're wrong, but the Rav Rashbrook seems to say he means Doraisa. Okay?
Okay.
I have to look it up. Rav Rashbrook, right over here. It's printed on the side of Nun Chesmav, and everybody, and every Shas Bavli has it. Okay? Fine. It's interesting, the Kesef Mishnah, the Kasha, every Kesef is a sex faker. Number one, maybe it's from outside. And number two, maybe it's min ha'aliyah. Did you see that Kesef Mishnah? No? Okay, I think it's on the, is it on the Ma'amar Kamos? No? Just curious. Rambam. Yes! There's a mistake in the Ma'amar Kamos. Let me tell you just one little mistake. On the seventh line, Gemara Samach Aleph, it should be Amud Beis, not Amud Aleph. You have to add one dot on top. Okay, that's the one mistake I found when I saw it on in paper. Okay, otherwise I didn't see any others. Let's look at the Kesef Mishnah, see what he says. Interesting Kesef Mishnah. Watch this. Koshali, but Kesa. Have a Sfek Sveka. Have a Mishri Safik Megufa, Safik Shalom Megufa. Im Tim Shalom Megufa, Safik Menached, Tame, Safik Men Aliyah Matar. You want to have a comment? So one Safik. Shame on Eschado. We'll come to it. Yeshloma. Afal Piken Echmirbo, Chachamim, Mishum, the Isa Chamim. All right. Odesh Loma, Shami Achash Ain Lo Dovel Litlospo, Hechmir Chachamim Loma Taviki Ilu, who Migufa Vadai. Think of the Suffolk Echod, Evsh Shazen is Kavan Rabbein of the Rambam. Maybe he gives two Teruts. Two Teruts. If you open to the Taz, gentlemen, in Simon Kufsadi, Sivkot and Beis. Take a look, see what he says. Simmons, Kufsadi, Sivkot and Beis in the Taz. I believe it's on the Ma'amar Kamos as well. Okay, so I guess maybe we shouldn't give out some of the Ma'amar Kamos so fast. Okay, we'll hold off a little bit. I'll give them one field trip. Ein lahakshe, says the Taz of Kohen Beis and Sumi Kuf Tzadi. Who have his Sfek Sveka. Sofek im Yotze Mimeno Mi'almo, Mtim Sloma Mimeno Imur Dalab Min Amoko Asi, Metzina Bekuf Pei Zayin Sefei, Yeshloma, the cave and the rove, Dam Shiyotze Mi'ha'isha, She'ein lo Mako, Osi mimokor lo nechshav zel asafik klal v'chiyotze b'kosu atoysu perakama the ksubas of tes b'pshat the svek svek asham. That what does that mean? There have to be two svekas shkulim 50-50, but if it's not a svek ashakal, presumably does not count towards a svek svek. And lahakshis in the Ramah svek the kupay zayin sefei. No, Hosim Yesh Mako. Efter Shimon Atzdodim. That's a legitimate Svek Svek. Uvil Chesed Mishnah, not sent Terutzim. Oh, but you don't even need his Terutzim. Well, we'll see soon if you need a Terutzim or not. Take a look at the Sidrei Tara. Kuf Pei Zayin Sivkoton Tes Vov. Sidrei Tara, Kuf Pei Zayin Sivkoton Tes Vov. Is it really true? We pass like that Tosis to Masef the Ksubis on the Aftesim and Aleph? Tezvov. Ah! Look what he says. Paragraph Omna. On my Niko Sati Mitshuva Shela, the less alai klala. Hagam Shevetosis Ksubas Avtes Vucha de Svirle Hochi. Tosis says you have to be Svek Sveka, they have to be Sveka Shkulim, Isavet Shavim. Otherwise, if Isavet Tveme Het, the Tanin and the Chumra, the Shach quotes this in Nun Gimel and in Kufyud. Needed af Yud Ches Amin Aleph Demaskel Shilya. Let's take a look. We have a Gemara in front of us. Yud Ches Amin Aleph Demaskel Shilya. Let's open up. Yud Ches Amin Aleph Shilya. What did Tosa say over there? Have a Svek Sveke B'chai Gavna B'shem Nesmoch Miyuta Lahach Palgo. Clearly a Miyut by definition is a miut, not two svekas shkulim, but smoch miut to palga, and that carries the day. That's what Tosa says at the end of what does it say? Smoch miut to the nidmer lemechta to the kevis quotes from the Bekama Daf Yud Aleph, Chulin, the Bechoris, Smoch Mila de Mapilos, Lemechta de Nekevos. That's the Rokeach. Is there a Kohen in the house? Okay, so yeah, this could be a Shiloh. What happens? The Shach quotes in Simash, Eishes Kohen Shemuberes. Can she go into a Levaya? Shemuteres Dichnos Beol Ameis, the Svek Sveku, Suffek Nefel, and Suffek Nekeva. Half a gav the rov yoldos bar kayama, the komakom smoke miyuta the nefalim the mechta nekevos. So the Sidrei Torah is saying we don't pass like a tosis and ksuma stuff test. It's all tumul, but sonograms. Nowadays, you know, it's efshel levarure. How can a Mrs. Cohen go into a levaya if she's pregnant? What do you mean, Svej? Just go to a sonogram. She knows for sure it's a boy. She already did a sonogram. So according to the Shach, she can't go in. Others say it's called the Tara Blua. It's all pilpul. Why did the Shach say Tara Blua? The Rokech say Tara Blua. It's not our topic for right now, but they should be aware. The Kohanim, at least the Kohanim should be aware of this important Nakuda. Okay? There's what it says. It could be that the different kinds of Sfegas. There's a Rivosh. Not all Sfegas are created equal. Find Svek Svegas over here. You gotta be able to find it because it's pretty long. Oh, Pesach Pesuach. This is obviously talking about Svek Svegas. Noch mi yude de mapilos in mechta in the kevis. Oh. Mi u haino hosen de mechta zchor ma mechta in the kevis hu vadai u bechreach ki kein yise ha melech malko shalola makiyam amin to avoid the shirach crisis at the 50-50. That's what it says. Im ken al korchin ha zchor ma nolodim in ha muboros mi yude ninu. Shem mi yude mapilos. But otherwise, if it's not something which is built into nature, then not. His case over there, Nivalis Biznus, etc., etc. So to by us, our case, we're discussing things which are not 50-50 by nature. Wow. Some said, Rivosh said, any subject which does not depend upon a Bchiras Adam can count. And therefore, the case of Mishnah's Kasha is a good Kasha. It's a question. It's not so clear. The Beis Meir, which we don't have in front of us, says that Cheska's Tara works even at what's called a Svek Sveka Kolush. That's a Gemara, Rabosai. The Gemara on Nun Testament Beis. In the Testament Beis, the Gemara discusses the possibility. Take a look briefly. I'll show it to you one more place and then we have to get off this topic. More discussed over here, Svek Sveka, one of the Svekas is Shalom and Hamakor. That's a very small percentage. So the possibility is, in this kind of situation, where there's a Cheskas Tahara, even a Shvacha Svek Sveka works, and the one who says it is the placey. Place he asked the kasha, which was just asked before, about Shem Echad. Hiksa Kesef Mishnah. Hakol Safek Echad. This is a question which was asked before. I thought everyone jumped in this kashya. Right? Imi Gufa Mi'alma Omen Aliyah. What's the difference? Mi'alma Aliyah Shem Echad Shal Dam Torah. What's the difference? Ma'ishna Mi'alma Omen Aliyah. Hakol Safek Echad. Idam Nino Dam Torah. Mali Dam Chotma Dam Aliyah. Matter if it comes from the bladder from the nose. Great kashya. L'chein Borg Moshe Kassav Naliyel. The Khan Cheskas Isha, the Hamid Isha, Becheskos, the Becheskas Torah Messiah, Acha Bavurze, Torah Menat Torah. Him came, Bechol Svek Svek of the Alma, Afilu Svek Svek of Koldu, Matirin, the Chazoka Messiah. Oh, as we said before, even a Shvacha Svek Svek, which doesn't mean all the rules and regulations of Svek Svek, would work in this particular case.
So what about Chibnikim?
What?
Chibnikim wouldn't work.
You ask a Kasha of the, we ask against that Ramah. Well, first of all, she could be Cheskastara Shem and Akiyim. That's correct.
So
most people can see that once she did Cheskastara, she's Cheskastara. But you're
assuming
asking a good...
Assuming not.
Not, but it's a problem. It could be a problem according to this, right? But unless it's a bona fide Svek Svek. If I'm not Svek, like a cold. Gentlemen, I want to show you Chidushi Haran in Mesech Danida. Look what he says. Okay. Oh. The Khan Heshiv Arabitzal Al Harab Avbezinzal. You have to be careful with the Russian tapes. The Ravid that we know about, that's the author of Bali HaNefesh, and this is right at the beginning of Bali HaNefesh Shag Sama, the very first one, is criticizing the Rav Avbez. Who's the Rav Avbezin?
The Shver.
You gotta love it. The Sefer Eshkol, the Shver. We already mentioned a few times, he said there's no din of Ksamim nowadays, because the Rif didn't have it, and the Bahag didn't have it, and the Shultas didn't have it. No more Ksamim nowadays. Can't be. What did he write there? Yati bechomida the rabbosa lo ashkina behon dinik samim in the higa behon haidna olo fiashka the avgad ashkin mid the tamas bowl of perkam of the nida dimulatarasi adkan vizuit shumul advarov mid armina and enloch aisha shatora le baila venloch isha shatmea le baila al muksam le baal nemar. What, you think that the Sefer Eshkol didn't learn Masech Nida after the Ches and the Beis? Who thinks that for a split second? Chas v'chalil, the Sefer Eshkol thing. Of course the Shver knew the Gemara. So what's Shver on the Shver? Here's the answer to the Shver. All the Shver said was, Bizman HaZeh, when there's no Taurus at all, then there's no Din of Ksamim. But the Shver agrees that when they had Tumah V'Tara, there were Gozer some of the Baila, just as they were Gozer Litaris. There's no kasha from the Gemara. There's no kasha at all. Zero. No kasha whatsoever. Now, this is. What's this? Let's go back one. One more, maybe? Mode Shmuel Shitmeh Med Rabbonim. Now, Mina Halishna Mashmah the Ad Hashtag Osaga Daitach. The Shmuel Torah the Gamri Koma, as we saw in Sefer Torah. I feel Med Rabbonim, Med Rabbonim. The Low Lo Havla LeMeimar Mode Shmuel Shitmeh Med Rabbonim. Don't make Koranami Osaga Daitachachi. Havla LeMeimar Kikatoni Tami Med Rabbonim. Alavare arhashtot kasagadad l'shmuel afilu medrabbana Torah. V'yaf algav l'shmuel kro kadorish. So why is the Gemara assume it's even good medrabbana? Hachi kama. Kro mochiach de medoraisa Torah. Rabbana lo achmir alo. Okay? Oh, let's go for it. Call the piruka the Ravashi. It's the name Arachi. The Ravashi the Shmuel the Amarik of Nechemia. The Gozer b'Ksamim. The Dover Shenem Akabel Tumo. Imikra Vade Afila b'Dover. Hamakabel Tumo Torah. And the Malachi Kama. The Kaima the Medoraisa in the Tumei the Bar Gosha. The Gozer the B'Dover Hamakabel Tumo. Aba B'Dover Shenem Akabel Tumo. Lo. Why? Behind the timer. Should the B'Dover Hamakabel Tumo. Stop right here. This is exactly what the Eshkol in effect is saying. Since the whole reason of Ksamim is Shemitara Beget, so when there was Tumah V'Tara, so the Baal, she was Tumah the Baal as well, either because of Gzeir V'Zeir Tuzeir, or as the Chasam Sofer said, Merzik Kuchucha, it's like a joke otherwise. But nowadays, there should be no, according to this Ran, there should be no, Eshkol is right. There should be no more Tsamim Bizman Azeh. Avok Shanim, Tsabidava Shanim Akabal Tumalo Gazual Ishaklal. What? That's a very, 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 very important Nakuda. That's a Chasam Sol who we saw about. They originally started because of Zerah the Taharis. Shouldn't be a Chucha. Okay. Look, Zerah Ha to Ha. Fine. Why is that relevant? As we saw before, if you recall, in the Pischei Tshuva, here in Simen Kuf Sadi. Everyone look inside, please. What does it say over here? End of Sivkot Niyud. He says as follows, last few lines. He says, Av shu shir godol harbe, lo nimse bekein dam makolos bizmanenu, nirali, hatan. From the tchilas gzeres kesem hoya mishum chumah de taras, v'lo plug rabbanu v'timu also gam lebaila, shlo techucha ha'isha tumea nida letaras utar lebaila, v'kevin shenasa b'minyan afal pisha butl tam taras mikom makom gzer lebutl v'dinasur lebaila, v'kevin shekolatz v'lo nesur lebaila elamita konas chachamim rishonim, ein lo letami also lebishir kesem shebizmanem shima kolas gedola mitzuya. This is very, very important. This is in a certain sense coming from the Ran. How big is a kesem nowadays? So the big fights about it. We paskin halacha like a Moshe, a penny. Why were pennies created? What were the pennies for? The old days, penny also double shibah minyan. You know, a penny can buy something for a penny. Can you buy anything for a penny today? 2 cents? 3 cents? 4 cents? You should get rid of them. These are just nickels. What do you need pennies for? You need pennies to be able to measure the size of a kesem. That's why Baruch Hashem created pennies, and it's still in circulation for that reason. If you ever take them out, get a lot. So in case you lose them, you have to know how to measure them. Pennies have a 19 millimeter diameter. Some say it's even 12 or 14. Some say it's 20. Some say it's 21. Okay, they're different opinions. Okay, here's the question. This will be tomorrow's Shia. Is the pshat that we're making less than a penny because we assume it's coming from a bug? Or should we say, nah, I can't, you know, bugs nowadays. Kach tinkachamim. And we can be making less than a penny even if you know 100% it's not coming from a bug. It's coming from her. Doesn't matter. Kach tiknu v'lo yosef. That's going to have many ramifications. I'm already giving you a hint that I like the second shita. Okay. But that makes some of life a little bit easier. We'll see as we go. The mission will be tomorrow's shita. I just want to give the different, we mentioned the other shia. As it's, we're going to try to finish ksamim. After we finish ksamim, we'll start a chazar and have some kind of a pechina. But in the Ma'am Akomas, I'll give you out one of these days, I'll have ksamim. I'll also have maris, which is the next topic. So if people want to, for some reason, go ahead, you'll have that as well. Hopefully by tomorrow, by Thursday, the next one. Okay.